producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Billions and billions of what? We're going to go to Super Don reporting on that one in a moment. But, well, welcome back. Second hour here, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, depending on where you are. This is our broadcast week. It begins today, and we continue on 2 hours a day throughout the rest of the week, and we get one day to rest. And that's okay. We like it that way, especially when I'm back in the home studio, which is great today, Super Don. I'm really, really pleased to be upright and at 'em again. So thank you for all that. 11 days out of town, one day home, and it was a lot.
Yes, you were on the horizontal tour there for a while.
Yeah, right. And if you didn't catch some of my broadcasts last week, the one day I was home, I did a broadcast literally prone on the couch. Yeah, the entire broadcast, and I was like laid back. It was like, hello, baby, come on down to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're just going to talk some stuff.
Broadcasting
right?
Live from right. Margaritaville.
But did you ever wonder why Aussie people talk the way they do? We're going to find out this hour. Also, New York.
Aussie does talk kind of weird. Sharon!
Yeah. Who? No, Aussies.
Aussie.
Down under.
Oh,
yeah.
Aussie.
Friends down
Australians.
Under.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, New York is as bad as California. Those two states, and I think I came onto this planet in New York, but those states are rough right now with the vaccine mandates. We're going to get to them in a little while. We got some trick or treat follow up. 3.7 billion people have what? We're going to get to that. But it is sort of a Halloween story in a sense, because I mentioned that, and actually Jerry Doyle asked me that on the show last Friday. He's like, what are you going to give out at Halloween, right? And I'm like, I'd like to give out 100 micrograms of GTF chromium to every kid that comes to the door. But the parents might not take too kindly to that. So we'll do the best we can. I just got a message from our friend Shelly. They have a health food store in the Midwest. If you remember Shelly, the kids, of course, Zane, you remember? There's all kinds of cool
stuff. I thought
that was Jake and Zane. They got
two
kids.
Jake and Zane.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Jake was our youngest listener. Zane does really
that's
cool
right,
stuff, too.
That's yeah. Right. That's right, yeah.
She just sent a message and said she just had her annual health screening. Her glucose is now 99 with a smiley face. Thank you so much for teaching me about GTF chromium. It worked. Thank you. It was 107 the last 2 years. So coming down, simple thing to do. Bring in the doc workers. They won't go on strike if you just keep feeding it. And that's the whole food form of chromium. And if you, yeah, I'm sure she carries it now in her health food store, but if you can't get it locally, contact Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. We mention it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And, you know, Jerry Doyle, every time I'm on, man, he should be my sales agent for that book that TMB and I wrote, because he just loves it. He pumps it up every time I go on. And this time, one of the questions he asked me, and I'm putting you on the spot here, Super D, because I know how busy you are, but I want the audio from that interview on Friday, because it went into so many places. I'm telling you, Jerry Doyle just opens the floodgates wide on things that are never heard from in the mainstream media and even in traditional talk radio, sociopolitical talk radio. You never hear the stuff we do together on the air. It's awesome. And one of the subjects he was asking me about was the herpetic invasion. Have you heard about the herpetic invasion?
Herpetic invasion. You're referring to herpes.
Herpes, yeah. Herpes is ubiquitous. It's a ubiquitous trace virus.
Wait a minute. You're making me the reporter on herpes?
Well, you were in
absentia. How did I get that honor?
Well, no, it's okay because
I'm the herpes guy on the show. That's awesome.
No, it's HSV. It's a herpes simplex virus. It's basically cold sores, right? I wasn't going anywhere else.
Giving us his firsthand report on hemorrhoids.
Reporting from the herpes chopper. But look, we used it. Listen, I remember to this day when I sent you some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel.
Yes.
And you tried it, like you said, you had a cold sore coming on, and
you had
been through the mill with cold sores, like a lot of us have. I mean, it's just pretty almost ubiquitous, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And these herpetic viruses. Now, some of them are kind of nastier when they talk about genital herpes, but that's probably included in the statistics.
As long as we draw this, the differentiation between the two, I'll be happy to. Yes. Okay.
Great. Right. So we're talking cold sores for a primary, and so JD was asking about this on the show. And I said, yeah, I mean, it's pretty universal. This story says there are 3.7 billion people with herpetic viruses on planet Earth. I mean, that's not small stuff. I mean, what are there, 7 billion on the planet? It's almost half.
Right. And
it may be more. But when you look at that number and you say, okay, this is pretty much standard for the human course, the question is, what do you do about it? And everybody wants to know, what do you do about it? So with that, if you can back us into that story of that first time you used the gel, but what had you been doing for cold sores prior to that that did or did not work in previous tries?
Well, there's a stuff out on the market, and the brand name of it is Abrevia,
okay?
Mm-hmm. And it comes in this little tube, and it's expensive, crazy. I mean, it's like this little, tiny little tube, and I think it's like 10, 12 bucks for it, sometimes more. And if you use it, you put it on there, and you have to use it for, like a week or something like that, and it goes away. In my opinion, I think perhaps it may have gone away even if you hadn't used it by that point.
Sure.
But anyway, it didn't really work great, but, when you get them on your lip, which is, like in the corner of your mouth, that's where it would come and then it would go and then it would come back and it would go. And so, it drove me crazy. And usually it manifested itself at a time when I was really stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, the stress factor was high. So anyway, I got a hold of this silver first aid gel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd used it on for burns and stuff like that. And I thought, hey, let's try it on the cold sore and see how it works. And I was truly amazed at how quickly, I mean, within less than 48 hours, I mean, dramatic improvement within 24, completely gone in 48 hours, just like that.
Yep.
It just blew me away. And I got it a couple of times after that. And if you caught it early enough, before it really just, went crazy, it would just knock that thing out, and it was gone. It would just completely wiped it out. It was the most amazing thing, and it was my first real big success story with silver. And I have told a lot of people about that. And, don't waste your time or your money using these over-the-counter things that just don't work. If you use the first aid gel and you've got a problem with cold sores, I've never seen anything that works as well as the silver gel does.
Yeah, and so as I'm telling Jerry Doyle his story, he's like, Don, he uses that? I said, yeah, tell me what it is again. I said, Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. He's like, okay, folks. He started, and I'm sensitive anytime I'm on another show, and I've been on Jerry's show for years, and we're friends. But I don't take advantage of being on somebody's show to promote stuff, but he asks, and I tell, and suddenly now everybody knows about silver's use there. And I mentioned what you mentioned, too, as well, that stress often precipitates, and times of intense stress precipitate the activation of the herpetic viruses. Any of them. And so what does stress do? It depletes minerals. And, I talk about selenium as well. Some people he was aware of L-lysine. That's pretty common. And the reality is silver stops viral replication. And I'm going to have so much more to talk about because I met this guy, Dr. Rob, his name. Not Doc Rob, different guy. And he's a nanotechnology expert specifically in silver. He worked with the government on this stuff. And the things I'm learning as far as the detailed science, of course, I had the basics, but man, there's always more layers to go to, and it is just stunning. And when I told this scientist about the silver aloe protocol for delivery of silver in the gut to heal the gut, he was like, oh, that's brilliant. And I said, well, why? He says, because you're using kind of a botanical nano coating of the silver nanoparticles. And, you know, that's what they try to engineer in a lab. And we always are, you know, we defer to low tech. And we say, how do we deliver the silver where we want it to go? And we always said, encapsulate it in silver. I'm sorry, in aloe. I mean, not in a bottle, but right before use. And he was like, that's brilliant. That's what's happening here. It's grabbing the silver, carrying it past the stomach, which is what we intended to do, to heal the gut with all the properties that it has for regeneration, not the least of which, of course, many people are liking to wipe out dysbiosis and yeast and stuff. So it's just exciting to hear about that from a bigger egghead than me, and there are plenty of them, but a really good guy, and we'll try to get him on, but I'll be talking with him some more behind the scenes to get this kind of information out there. But with the 3.7 billion people having herpes viruses, you know, silver would be a great way to go. Selenium would also be a great way to go. Oh, you know what I caught this morning? I was just flipping through the news, seeing what was on.
Herpes?
Thank you. No, not herpes.
Oh, okay. No.
It was a movie called Evolution. David Duchovny was in it, and it was like a sci-fi comedy, right? Where in Arizona or somewhere, like, this alien DNA goes down and it's like affected by heat, and because it was a different kind of life form, right? They decided that selenium would be the answer to wipe out the alien, and so what they did was they grabbed and I didn't know this at the time. It's an old movie, but they grabbed thousands of gallons of Head and Shoulders dandruff shampoo because the active ingredient is a synthetic form of selenium.
Wait. You saw a movie where they were trying to defeat aliens.
Yeah.
And they defeat the aliens using Head and Shoulder shampoo?
Yes, because the synthetic selenium in there just would wipe them out. It was toxic to them. Isn't that great? They gave it a selenium enema, basically. It wasn't a great movie.
Shoulders.
Yeah, with Head and Shoulders. It wasn't a great movie, but I have to say that warranted a mention. I did not remember that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that. Defeat the aliens with the Head and Shoulders.
See, they tried to use napalm, which would have worked if it were human aliens, but this was like a different base life form, and they looked at the periodic table of elements, and they did this, and then went over, and they said, well, it would be this.
You know what? I think I do remember hearing about a sequel coming out where they need to go after and kill the aliens, and they do it with milk of magnesia. Yes.
Milk of magnesia? What did that have in it? Magnesium?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. They might have ate it up and grown twice the size. We don't know. All right, that'll be the sequel, I guess. Hey, listen, trick-or-treating is over, but the sugar fun has just begun. We'll talk a little bit about the scary consumption that's happening right now, and then we'll get to the New York mandates.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
New York's meningitis vaccine mandate coming up. We'll get you out of New York safely, hopefully. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed. And Super Don is here. And Ben's on the board. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. Or leave a message 24-7 and we'll answer it on the air later. Or you can leave a message at RobertScottBell.com. Follow me on Twitter at RSBellMedia. And send a message that way as well. I'm still catching up because of being on the road for so long, but should be able to play catch-up enough during the week. It'll be organic, non-GMO catch-up, I promise. Now, trick-or-treating. How many of you warned parents about what was going to happen to their kids and them if they eat this stuff all week? You know, when you go gaga on sugar. Go Lady Gaga on sugar. Don't do it. The consumption of sugar, even without Halloween, is pretty frightening. They say that average U.S. child consumes five times the amount of sugar recommended by the dietary guidelines for Americans. And you add that into the concentration of that quantity being ingested this week after Halloween, and you got the predicted first flu epidemic of the season. Why do I say that? Is the M&M, Snickers bar, whatever these other candy corns are, do they carry flu viruses? No. But they carry such inflammatory compounds, particularly the additives, preservatives, and colorings, and flavorings, and sweeteners, and artificial sweeteners, that you literally damage and upset the gut. You feed the pathogenic gut bacteria. You feed an overgrowth of yeast, candida. All of this leading more and more to severe leaky gut as well. And the immunocompromised system that maybe the American schoolchild is corrupted even more this week. And then over the next few weeks that you would find the colds and the flu start rising everywhere where they want haywire on candy. And this is the thing that they don't talk about when the CDC has a nutrition survey. They don't reference the fact that sugar consumption is related to immunosuppression. And that when your immune system is suppressed, you're more likely to manifest diseases like influenza or influenza-like symptoms. No, just get your flu shot. Who cares that it only works 13 to 18% of the time, or even less, when your kid is on a statin drug? Wait, have they started prescribing statins to kids yet? It's only a matter of time, right? That's coming.
They're working on it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Candy-coated gummy bear statin drugs for kids. That's next. Flintstones vitamins, too. So the reality here is that as we survive Halloween, and I'm hoping that you did and you switched out all the candy for something organic and sweet if you want for an occasion. By the way, we did indulge yesterday. Super Don, you'll be happy to know. We did indulge.
Why would I be happy to know that?
Because you like it when I have, you know, something sweet and fun to eat, don't you? You don't care? You don't.
What does that mean? You're human?
I thought you cared.
Look, Robert Scottville's human. Ha ha.
No, my wife made an organic pumpkin pie. Organic pumpkin pie with organic whipped cream that she whipped up herself. And it was heavenly. So I had two pieces. My son had the other piece. And the pie was gone. No, my daughter had a piece too. But anyway, it was great. So anyway, it's not like you can't ever have a sweet treat. Question is, did you take your chromium with it? Did you follow it up with good probiotics? Did you get enough essential fatty acids along with it? These are the things. And is it from whole grains? Is it from whole sugar as opposed to refined sugar? These are the questions I ask. You can answer it on your own time and on your own dime. But trick or treat, the trick is that if you're letting your kids eat this stuff, inevitably there will be sniffles coming, and it won't be because of a virus in reality. It's because you suppress their immune system by overindulging in things that are not conducive for good health, particularly immune health. Am I being a killjoy on post-Halloween?
Oh, I just liked how you said, I hope that you survived Halloween.
Yeah,
well,
why would
I suppose, you know, if they didn't survive Halloween, they wouldn't know you were talking to them.
True. Yeah, that's true. You'd be listening to us in the spirit world. All Hallows Eve.
We've got a hefty broadcast signal. I don't know if we can make it that far.
Though. Along with the little match girl I talked about earlier. Oh my gosh. What a tragedy.
Aww, what a nice story. Yeah,
oh my gosh. The tears were flowing. All right, folks, hug your kids, take away their candy. Not like Jimmy Kimmel does. Do it and give him something nice.
Oh, see, now you just lost all our kid listeners.
I know. No. They're good organic candies that are available. They're just as delicious and yummy, especially chocolate. Real good organic raw chocolate. Oh, my gosh. That's heavenly. All right. New York to mandate what? We'll get to that and why you should leave both California and New York. Can we donate them to another planet? I'm just asking. We got to check with the aliens on this segment. We'll be right back. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Just saw a funny article our friend Aaron posted up to the social networks. Your cat may want to kill you, according to a new study. Your cat may want to kill you. Those of you who are dog people are going, see, I told you so. You should have been a dog person. And, you know, your cat secretly wants to eat you, evidently. Now, that's just the feline. You know, they are apex predators. I think they can eat dogs if they're big enough. So look out for those cats. Make sure they do love you and don't want to kill you. Don't know if we want to visit that some more, but I find that rather funny.
Yeah, okay.
I talk about species, right, speciation, when I talk about metal toxicology and forms of colloidal silver. We talk about them in terms of the species of silver that they are. And I think, and I've used the cat analogy before. I said, if you have a little tabby cat at home, I'd be likely visit you, and I might even pet the tabby cat, right? Although we've heard stories about cats locking their owners in a closet, and they call 911. Help, the cat's attacking. Remember those stories we've covered?
That was pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have, of course, the saber-toothed tiger, which evidently is extinct, so let's go with a Siberian tiger. If you have one of those at home, I'm likely not coming over because I just don't feel like getting eaten by a big cat today. But where I stayed with my friend Johanna, you know, last week in Minneapolis, when I stayed over there, she warned me about her big cat. It was a, you know, a domestic cat, but it was a farm cat-like thing. And she said, don't worry, but just don't go near it because, you know, it's an attack cat. I'm like, okay, I'm good with cats. But when I was broadcasting from her couch, remember that last week with Theo, her son Theo was on?
Right.
Part of the broadcast, this cat was crawling all over my neck and my head and my lap. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm afraid to pet it, but it was purring. It was happy. So evidently the cats are a decent judge of character, and it knew I was a cat person. And it was cool. Didn't eat me, didn't bite me. All was well. So you can't generalize that every cat wants to kill you. I'm sorry. You might be hungry, but they don't want to necessarily eat you. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, not sure what else to do with that one. But
we had no plans to cover this story. In fact, I didn't know this story existed before the commercial break. So there you go. Me just going down a rabbit hole and saying, squirrel.
Shooting from the hip.
Speaking of farm cats. Outside this morning, back at the farm, I call it that. It's not a farm. It's just a garden I have out back. We had more flowers in the sweet potato patch. We have more green beans growing. I've started picking the black-eyed peas. They're looking awesome, right? We had some fun with that because I wasn't sure who was in the black-eyed peas and the red hot chili peppers, which I hadn't planted yet. Then we have...
I thought it was the black-eyed peas.
Yeah, it was the Black Eyed Peas, but I was confused about who was in it. Remember, you made fun of me this week. I think it was Friday's show. Yeah. Maybe Thursday.
All right. So Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I need to plant Red Hot Chili Peppers. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
We have the little grape tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes growing. That's more for my wife. I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, but she loves them. So that's growing really nicely. We've got garlic growing. We've got carrots. Got some green onions. I don't think they all did as well as I'd hoped, but again, first try here. I'm pleased overall with what we've got growing out there. And anyway, I'm glad to be back and be outside. And for those of you suffering winter already, I'm sorry. We're still in the 80s. It's not like normal, but I think it might hit 90 tomorrow, so we might be in record heat for November already. So we'll see what the El Nino brings us. As they say, well, it's supposed to be a cold winter in the South. Well, yeah, good luck on your predictions, Mr. Weatherman and Weatherwoman. You're not all often right, even though my wife says I can't speak ill of Jim Cantore. She likes him on the Weather Channel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So she likes Jim Cantore.
Evidently. I've been – and Sam Champion. She likes them both. Those are the morning people, I think, on it. She's like, don't diss them. They're cool. They're nice.
All right. They get a free pass.
Except when they promote global warming as something that's real.
Speaking of that, did you see, I think Jerry Doyle put the article out about how NASA has reported that we're actually gaining ice rather than losing it.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, and I've talked with, let's say, liberal environmental do-gooders, and I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. I mean, you know, that literally have sincere concern for the environment. And I said, listen, your argument for global warming falls on its face because there are always controversies about temperature measurements, frequency, where it happens, and you've got ups and downs everywhere. If you were really serious about arguing for the environment, you should have argued toxins, poisons, pollutants. And I've said this for years, and I stand by it. That's a winning argument. That's not one you're going to lose ultimately. But, of course, that violates the meme of the mainstream media owned and controlled by what? Large corporations that pollute. No allegiance to any nation or state. They pollute everybody equally. And they cannot have discussions of toxicological impact on environment. They need to keep it in the nebulous realm of global warming. Therefore, no one will ever win the argument, and they'll continue to pollute. All right? I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying, and I'm right on this. Call me if you think I'm wrong. You'll be wrong, but you can try. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-23. Oh, that's
you'll
so inviting. I'm so inviting. So I've been delaying covering this because I don't like this story. New York to mandate meningitis vaccine for 7th and 12th graders. And they trot out the story of little Lindsay Girardeau, who was an 18-year-old with a cat named Sox. Right? This is how PR agencies run this. Oh, isn't this sweet? 18-year-old with a cat named Sox. She went to a new job at a ski resort. She came down with a headache a few days before Christmas in 2001. She had meningitis, and 36 hours later, she was dead. Okay? It's a tragedy. I get that. You don't need to add in that she had a cat named Socks. This is pulling on the heartstrings because it's saying, see, if we had only had a mandated meningitis shot back then, she would still be alive, which is absolutely unverifiable. It's playing a game on your emotional heartstrings and saying, see, this was a vaccine-preventable disease, but you don't know that. You have no idea of the pre-existing conditions of 18-year-old Lindsay with a cat named Socks. And you will never allow a discussion of that because we want to promote this idea that this law in New York that requires 7th graders and 12th graders to be vaccinated against meningitis is a good thing, despite the fact that evidence of meningitis manifestation has nothing to do with whether or not you have the shot. It has everything to do with, well, the law of the terrain. And that means the terrain you live in and the terrain that is in within you. How many times have these kids been on antibiotics before they were exposed somehow or maybe endogenously manifested the meningitis bacteria that is so devastating? And this is the place where I've said over the years, you could legitimately say antibiotics are warranted, although if I had my druthers, I'd be flooding their body with silver hydrosol, including intravenously, if I needed to, before I would resort to an antibiotic. Also, there are homeopathics that address this, even though some would argue that's not being responsible. I'm just here to give you all the information so you can make a fully informed decision. The CDC says 1,000 people get meningitis annually and up to 15% die. Survivors can suffer hearing loss, limb amputation. I mean, it's a serious thing when it happens. But it isn't that everybody gets it. It's not easy to get. But that's not considered because it has to be made as the big scary. 1,000 people a year get it, 15% die. That's 150 people in a nation of 350 million now. Not to belittle anybody's death, but why not look at those who are susceptible? What is common in those who have were susceptible, manifested it, and died? Look at the common feature. Be Sherlock Holmes for a moment, and you'll begin to realize some of them may have even been vaccinated with that or other vaccines. And so the mandate in New York, again, they do it by quotas there, so good luck trying to get even a religious exemption as they've outlawed it in California. Again, more criminal vaccine pushing, in my opinion, and not based in science, but rooted in emotionalism and exaggeration. All right, am I in trouble now, Super Don, or have I done it now? Have I stepped in it now?
You didn't say anything about Jim Cantore.
No, I didn't say anything bad about Jim Cantore, unless he was going to say
so
it's global warming.
I think you're
safe. My wife says everything is good. But does that make sense? I am not belittling anybody who tragically loses their life with meningitis. That is not my point in saying this. But you got 150 kids, according to the CDC, a year, if that's an accurate statement. And again, I don't want to belittle the 150 kids the way they belittle the thousands and thousands and thousands of kids who are suffering from vaccine injury and others who have died, because they're the ones that marginalize something like that. But what I'm saying is here, before you dive headlong in to say we must mandate the meningitis vaccine, we must look first with honesty, with intellectual integrity, to say what is the common factor in those who suffer and die with a bacterial meningitis. And in there you will find the answer, and the answer is not a lack of a meningococcal vaccine, a meningitis vaccine. Just trying to make some sense here out of this.
Well, and you are. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. Sometimes it's hard to find that balance. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about the number of kids who get autism. You know, I mean, how many times have we talked about that, where they'll say, oh, it's just one in a million, it's one in whatever.
Right.
And, you know, these numbers are real for the parents whose children or loved ones end up succumbing to whatever we're talking about. Pick your disease, right? Pick your ailment.
Yeah.
It's real. It's like you say, and I love the way that you put it. For that parent, it's 100%, right? Yeah. You know, it's not just a 5% or a 1%, but, you know, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can't, you know, cast, you know, the umbrella that's going to, you know, suck every statistic and every person into it. You have to look at each individual case. You have to look at the circumstances.
But
what happened to this child before this happened, before they got the disease?
But
they
that
never
destroys,
took that into consideration.
Super Don, that destroys the vaccine agenda, doesn't it? Because vaccines are one size fits all. CDC says do it this way, do it for everybody. Same way. No consideration
well,
that a kid is an individual.
Like, It's just like when we talk about the flu shot. We were just talking about this last week, where it's like, oh, well, yeah, it's like 1% effective. Mm-hmm. But get it anyway. You need to get it anyway because it's the best thing out there.
Yeah.
No. You know, get a flu shot. Open your mind a little bit.
Get a Darwin Award. All right. On to another thing. I've had surgery on my sinus cavity. I had a deviated septum. Never mind that God created us all with deviated septums. My parents were convinced, as was I couldn't breathe through my nose. Let's open up the holes of his nose like a bowling ball, a little bit larger. And all of the snot that was in those little holes filled those big holes because it did not address the underlying cause of my chronic sinus congestion, sinusitis. So here is an article at healthfinder.gov saying, hey, maybe you don't need surgery. Maybe you can just stick with treatments of prescription nasal inhaler. So they're saying drugs are as good as surgery, maybe better. Antibiotics, antihistamines, you don't need. Listen, I had been through all of that for years before I elected to do surgery. Again, I was a kid. It wasn't my choice necessarily. But the reality is, drive some silver hydrosol up your sinus cavity. Take some Cali Bichromicum homeopathically. Take some Sticta pulmonaria and even Allium Sepa. The red onion is a homeopathic medicine.
I think you would agree the drugs are just as good as the surgery. They both suck.
Yes, well done. They do not address the underlying cause of the sinus congestion. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. When we come back, we're going to find out why Aussies sound like Aussies.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
A lot of
of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What else do we do here? Well, really, it's simple. We bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. That's not too much to ask, is it? Hello, you got the power. You got the power. Da, 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 da. All right. I've been digressing a lot there. I'm just happy to be at the home studio and having the yard back with the garden. And I guess I'm just kind of feeling a little giddy about it. So bear with me. A lot of good stuff on the show today. If you missed anything, archives are going to be linked up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, the easiest way, fastest way to get them with our syndicator GCN, and of course many other ways that you can listen. The cat that wants to kill you, that was a funny story. I didn't know what to make of that. Oh, Lori, our friend Lori, she was also at the United States Health Freedom Congress. She's our favorite race car driver out there. She has a website, and she said she has a link to the Robert Scott Bell Show on it, godthefather.us. It's kind of like an aggregator. She's got her favorite sites up there, and we're there. So thank you, Lori. If you are a listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show and you have a website and you have linked the Robert Scott Bell Show on your website, let us know. Send us a message and we'll give you a shout out. I think that would be nice as we share this message and we bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you. That's good. That's paying it forward. That's bringing it out. I appreciate that, Lori. Let's see. Any other last things we need to cover before we dive into the Australia accent story? Let's see here. I don't see it.
No, I don't think so.
So, you know, you hear like the Outback Steakhouse, you know, they have this Australian, and there's nothing Australian about the Outback Steakhouse, but Americans love a good Aussie accent. You know, they know that, so they hire somebody. No rules, just right. Come in for a blooming onion. You know, however, I'm not doing the accent
right,
justice.
Right. But, I think your version there is probably about as authentic as the guy on the commercial.
Yeah. So, and what? Yeah, exactly. What about the commercial? Foster's Australian for beer. Right. Have you seen that? It's like
right,
it's not
right.
And so the Aussie thing has, and of course, if you're in Australia, they don't think anything of their own accent. When you have an American accent there, it's kind of cool. It's just like that. We love the British accents, and we make fun of them, too. But we make fun of our own accents. At least I do. But the idea is, where did the Aussies learn their accent? Because it's different from the English accent from where they were sent to the penal colony down under. And a speech expert is claiming that the Australian accent is actually influenced by their drunken forefathers.
Okay, then. So
yeah.
So basically, they're saying that the forefathers of Australia were drunk.
Yeah.
And so they basically were slurring their speech, which then was passed on to the following generations and becoming the Australian accent.
Dude, I mean, that's embarrassing. Dean Frankel, lecturer of public speaking and communications at Victoria University in Melbourne. I mean, if that's true, that means your parents or your forefathers and others were drunk all of the time. You don't get an accent by occasionally speaking funny. It has to be heard all the time. So are you saying you had nothing better to do, but you had to avoid deadly snakes and all kinds of things in Australia when you were sent there, that you were drunk the whole time, and that's why Aussies speak that way?
Drunken English is what they should call it.
They said that they're born of speech patterns from English, Irish, and German settlers mixing with those of Aboriginal people. But there was another influence, heavy drinking. They're serious about it. This guy's serious about it. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. I'd be a little offended by that. I mean, I just wonder if our ancestors smoked a lot of cannabis, if we'd all sound like Cheech and Chong today here in America.
That's a good point.
I know. Think about that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, it's like a lot of people smoke cannabis, but only a few sound like Cheech and Chong, and usually they're pretending. So I don't know if alcohol really does that. It does slow your speech.
Maybe what we'll see is, you know, like 100 years from now, the accent of Americans will have changed because there's so many people smoking cannabis. That it will
We'll have to visit the Linguistics Museum all in another body, in another lifetime. I call BS on this because would have to be so drunk all of the time to have that impact on your ancestry's accents. And you'd be so drunk all the time, you'd probably die of cirrhosis before you could have kids. Or if you're a male and you're so drunk, you know how that affects the little Johnson down there. It's not coming up for air.
No procreation going on.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, you're too sloshed. You got beer goggles, but your equipment doesn't work. Anyway. I'm just saying, we're speculating.
What a way to end the show, right?
Well, it's a Sunday. I'm going to have a non-alcoholic beer from Germany. How's that? Will it make me talk like an Aussie? G'day, mate. Hey, I love my Aussie friends. In fact, I ran into Olaf. Yes, not from the ice story, but he actually makes violins there in Australia. Cool guy. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Thanks to all y'all. Thanks to Op-Ed for the notes. Thanks, Ben, on the board. I want to hear about those fish and chips. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.